This is an IELTS Energy Podcast, episode 559, Top Tricks from Mava for an IELTS 7.5.
Welcome to the All Ears English Podcast, downloaded more than 50 million times. We believe in connection, not perfection, with your American hosts, Lindsay McMahon, the English adventurer, and Michelle Kaplan, the New York radio girl, coming to you from Boston and New York City, USA. And to get your transcripts delivered by email every week, go to allearsenglish.com/subscribe.
Today, you'll meet 3Keys student Mava and learn how she actively increased her IELTS score to an amazing 7.5. Good afternoon, or morning, or evening, IELTS Energy listeners. We have a special episode today for you. You're going to get some real tips, real advice from a real IELTS candidate, Mava, who did quite well recently on the IELTS exam. Mava, welcome to the show.
Thank you.
Let's not hide the results here. Let's get straight off. What were your most recent scores on the exam?
So I had 8.5 on listening, 8 on speaking, 7.5 reading, and 6.5 on writing.
Okay, that's amazing. What is that overall?
7.5, I think. Yeah, 7.5.
Okay, awesome. And this was not your first try, right?
No, it wasn't. I took the test first time, it was last August, and that was without your course. I took it a second time with your course in December, and last time it was in February.
Okay, awesome. So what do you remember your scores from the first time you took it, like without preparing with 3Keys IELTS?
Yeah, I had 6 and 6 in reading and writing. I had 8 in listening and 7.5 in speaking, and I think it was overall 7.
Okay. And what scores did you need? Why did you have to take it again?
So I needed minimum 7 in each band, 7.5 overall, and I wanted to take it. I needed to take it because I want to be a registered psychologist in New Zealand. So okay. They're asking, like, if you're not a native speaker, to pass the IELTS.
Okay. And so this last time, are those the scores you need? You can now forget about IELTS?
Well, apart from the writing part, which I got 6.5, everything else is good. But what I did is I called the psychology board saying, like, my overall is still what you need and things like that. They said, yeah. Well, if it's the only thing that is stopping you from applying for being a psychologist, send it to us anyway, and we might just put a clause in the contract saying, I don't know, someone needs to check your writing for 6 months, for instance. So,
okay.
So in a way, it's kind of good. I'm just hoping for it. But yeah, definitely. I hope I can forget. But I just
Oh my gosh, are you so relieved to not have to worry about IELTS again?
Oh, definitely, definitely. It was a big stress.
Okay, so let's talk about how you prepared for these last results. Okay, so you took the test in December as well, but it wasn't exactly what you needed.
No, it wasn't. I would say, same it was the writing that I didn't, like, I didn't improve my score enough, I think, because I was the same about the speaking and the listening, but I wanted to have more anyway for having the 7.5 overall. So I would say the main difference was that I could go back on every strategies. Like, that's what it helped me mostly, like, the last time. Because, for instance, I remember taking the reading test practice, and I was like, oh my God, I'm not reaching any 7. Uh-huh. And with the course, I could go back on it. I read it, like, I did all the videos again, and yeah. That helped me. And at the end of the video, I did again a test practice, and then I was okay, and I hit it an 8 or something like that. So that was okay.
That's awesome. Oh my gosh. Oh, wow. Okay. So let's sort of take this skill by skill and think about what our listeners, what all these other IELTS candidates out there, What could help them? Just looking at your own preparation and how you improved. So let's look at listening first. What do you think helped you reach that amazing 8.5 on listening?
So definitely listening to podcasts, different podcasts, because you like have so many words that you don't know about and different accents as well. So it's like helping you about understanding, I don't know, about any topic you've got.
Yeah.
As well as I'm kind of lucky because I'm in an English speaking country. So that was helping me. But
of course. Yeah.
Yeah. But definitely listening to podcasts and when you are taking the test, when, like you said, in your strategy, not timing yourself at the start. Like, for instance, me, I would have paused it. Like, I would have put the listening, checking, like, I don't know, the first part. And, like, it would make me a bit relieved. Like, if, I don't know, for the 10 first questions,
yeah,
I would have, so obviously underlined the keywords, like you said, and checking if that was okay. I was like, okay, you can forget about that part. That helped me about not thinking about what I was doing wrong or what I was doing right.
Okay.
And I did it that way.
That's awesome. Ozzy's making an appearance on the show. I'm just going to throw. Why not? Why not have an appearance from Ozzy? Okay. So listening, I mean, general comprehension improvement with as many native speaker podcasts as possible. And then the strategies that help you focus. We need those too. Then reading. So you said that you needed to raise that score. You went back, you reviewed the course. What strategies do you think helped you be the most comfortable on the reading exam?
I would say there is two, because I went from 6 to 7.5. The first one was to relax. I remember the first time that I took the test, I panicked so much. I stayed
really?
I stayed 40 minutes, I think, on the first text or something.
I could just imagine the panic that you must have been experiencing. Like the invigilators at the board writing 20 minutes left and you're like, what?
Exactly. I was like panicking. I was like, oh my God, no way I'm going to reach what I need and stuff. So in your course, you've got as well some anxiety and relaxation, like working on and things like that. So that was helping me loads.
Awesome.
That's what I did. And definitely like the keys, like about like the keywords underlying from the question to the text.
Yeah.
Not reading it, because the first time that's what I did. I just tried to read the text, which like don't have time and it doesn't work. And obviously I didn't know that the first time because I didn't have your course. So yeah, definitely like underlying the keywords and not trying to read and not, it's not about comprehension. It's like definitely just the keywords.
Yeah, exactly. I know. It's not like a real reading test. I feel like if to have like a true reading comprehension test, there would be no time limit, maybe. Like you would have to have time to read everything and then like respond to it with your opinion or something. Like that's really reading comprehension. And IELTS is not like that, you guys. You have to have these three keys strategies in order to do everything in 60 minutes and get the answers. And I mean, oh my gosh, you went from a 6 to a 7.5. Like that's amazing.
Thanks to you, definitely.
That's incredible. Okay. And then speaking, I think our listeners can hear that you are quite fluent, Maeva. Your English is amazing.
Oh, thank you. Well, for the speaking, same. Trying to think. I remember you saying that in a podcast that some people just enjoyed talking while they were in front of the examiner. And not saying it was a test. And that was one of the things, like just trying to relax, because mainly the topic we know about them, like even in our own language. So if you enjoy talking about it in your own language, that could help. So definitely finding a speaking partner, because they can tell you about your mistake. They can tell you about what you would do, like in a native speaking way. Or I think it's helping your fluency as well.
For sure.
Yeah, that would be same listening at a podcast as well, because intonation, like the way you speak, I don't speak like that at all, but the way that you're like, I don't know, when you're like getting sad at the end of a sentence or the opposite way you just get. So I think that's a big thing as well.
I know. Even like for some people, you have to think of the speaking exam like a performance, you know, because maybe you're not really expressive in your first language. You're not just naturally, you know, conveying much emotion when you're talking. But on this, like knowing that your score literally depends on that. I mean, you have to find a way to inject those emotions into your speaking. Did you find that you spoke even like more animatedly on the exam than you normally do?
Oh, definitely. Probably putting too much effort in, you know, like I remember like I had something about the holidays. I think I had one question. It was like your favorite holidays and something like that. Uh-huh. And I was like just going for it, you know, like just probably too much, but it worked anyway. So.
Oh my gosh, there's no such thing as too much. If you're on the speaking exam, I like the idiom you just said, just going for it. That's awesome. That just means like put it all out there. You know, like do not let any fear or embarrassment slightly or anything get in your way of the score, because you know your score depends on it. Were you exhausted after the speaking test? Were you just like, oh my God, I can't do anymore.
I was like that. And especially, you know, when you go out and after you've got some people outside checking your bag and stuff like that, they were like, how did it go and stuff? I was like, well, I gave it all outside, like there, and I'm like, just done. I don't want to do it because my writing and my other exam were after. I was like, oh my gosh, I wish I could go home.
Hey there, IELTS candidates. Lindsay and I are making a webinar. We are doing a webinar all focused on IELTS Writing Task 2, how to argue your way to a 7 or higher. It's tomorrow, everybody, May 9th at 12 p.m. Pacific Standard Time. Sign up at allearsenglish.com/writing. Okay. So let's get into the writing. So what do you think happened? I mean, it wasn't exactly the score you needed. It was only half a band away.
Yeah.
Looking back, what do you think may have gotten in the way on test day?
I would say mainly, because the good thing was, so I went from a 6 to a 6.5.
Yeah.
Was the fact that you could like give me back some like having some feedback from you about the writing. But I think what the main thing was about the timing.
Okay.
Yeah, but I'm focusing too much on task one. I don't know, I'm trying to do like the perfect task one, which is not giving me enough time for finishing the task two. I mean, I finished it, but I didn't have enough time to, like you said, you say proofreading and just checking again for specific one. I didn't have time to do that. I just went over all the text.
Okay. Yeah. Imagine, I mean, because proofreading can raise our score by a whole band point in some cases, you know,
like definitely.
We catch little, it's not just about vocabulary and grammar, but just like reading it for a second time after you're done, because your mind is racing while you're writing. And maybe one of your details didn't connect directly enough, but then rereading it, you're like, oh, I need to bring that back. I'm going to add a concluding sentence to make sure that this is, you know, clear for the examiner, that this connects to the test question. Okay, so that makes sense.
Probably another thing would be maybe more, I should have practiced more, you know, on IELTS paper, because I was a bit panicking about the fact that, am I going to have enough words?
Oh, okay. Well, that's you, guys, this is one good thing. You don't have to worry about word count anymore on the IELTS exam. You don't have to, the examiners aren't going to count your words anymore. This is huge. But still, I don't think that's as big of a deal as it sounds like, because it's really hard to get those high scores for task achievement and task response without having enough words, because you just don't have time to put in all the details. But there's one thing you said that I want to highlight as well, is that you were worried about being perfect in task one, right?
Yeah.
And we talked about this on the show recently, guys, how perfectionism gets in the way. And it's true. I mean, especially on test day, right? On the speaking and writing exams, we don't have time to think about being perfect. So I think that's really valuable advice, though, for our listeners, is that, guys, you have to get the substantial practice before test day on the writing paper and make sure that you're in the 20 minutes and 40 minutes and really ensure that you have that time to proofread. Because, I mean, as we said, that could be the difference in at least half a band, if not a whole band, on your final writing score. So that's important. But luckily, that's not going to make a difference for you, Maeva,
no.
Because the authorities, whoever they are going to tell you that it's fine.
Well, that would be good.
Oh, that's awesome. Was there anything else from the course, maybe the study plan or resources we recommended that maybe you're still making use of today?
Yeah. So first of all, the study plan, definitely, because I'm not really organized. I would have gone for like jumping from listening to writing to whatever. And your advice on not doing just tests all the time, because the first time that I took the test, I was like just doing tests and over again, same for listening, same for everything, which actually doesn't work because you're not like practicing really. So study plan for organization, definitely about not doing tests all the time. And yeah, I'm awesome. Still listening at different podcasts that I didn't used to. Obviously yours.
Cool.
And, awesome. And and now I'm reading books in English that I didn't used to. I kept like reading French and now I'm enjoying like reading different books. So that's really,
that's awesome.
Yeah, definitely. I'm really happy about it. And magazine, because it helps you so much for every different subject.
True.
Yeah.
I love this. This is one of my favorite results from the course is, I mean, getting students the IELTS scores they need, but trying to create these positive English habits moving forward.
That's
because,
right.
Guys, you're not just taking the test and then forgetting English. You have a bigger goal.
Yeah.
And these positive habits will keep going even after the exam is finished. So we did have some personal coach sessions together, right? You mentioned that it helped with the writing.
Yeah.
Do you think it also helped with the speaking?
Oh, yeah. I think he helped... So for the writing, definitely, because I could have like feedback on exactly what I needed. Like, for instance, the high vocabulary, because I remember, for instance, I took my partner was really nice. He bought me like this course with someone else that was an hour. And she like basically told me like, you don't need high vocabulary for IELTS and stuff like that. And
she was I remember talking about that to you. Yeah. Oh my gosh, that was funny. Yeah, that's how we began one of the sessions. Like you were telling me about this other class. And the advice was terrible.
I know.
It was like, you don't need high-level vocabulary. Who is this person?
I know, it was terrible. And you like reassured me so much. I was like, oh my God, just forget about all of it.
Seriously.
Yeah.
Oh my God.
And for the speaking as well, because like it's not just about your advice, but the fact that you're making it, like, you make me feel like I'm better, like you can go for it. You're like definitely reassuring me. Yeah.
Awesome. Oh, that's fantastic. Guys, if you want to have a free strategy session with me for 15 minutes, we could touch on some of the things that I helped Maeva with, but not about, you know, it's only 15 minutes, but at least we could talk about your study plan moving forward with IELTS. Leave us a review for this podcast. Go to iTunes, guys. Leave us a review for the show. Maybe talk about your favorite episode, or you can ask us an IELTS question. And then at the end of May, we are going to choose one lucky listener, and that reviewer is going to get 15 minutes with me on Skype. So I love talking to students. I'm ready for that.
Yeah, that's cool.
Maeva, do you have any last tips or tricks that you could offer our listeners today for IELTS?
Yeah, definitely. Like, first of all, just try to enjoy your journey. I know it's hard to say that, but afterwards you feel so good.
Yeah,
that and every,
no, I like that.
Yeah, and every tip that they're giving definitely works. Anyway, it worked for me. So, yeah, go for it.
I like that. I like that little caveat at the end. Well, it worked for me. Well, I would say it did. Overall, 7.5 is amazing. Yeah. And I know a lot of our listeners would love to see those results. So, Mava, thank you so much for coming on the show today. And best of luck. I hope you hear from the board soon and you can continue with your profession in New Zealand.
Yeah, that would be great. Thank you for today.
All right. Awesome, Mava. Have a good day.
You too.
All right. Bye.
Thanks so much for listening to All Ears English. And if you need a 7 or higher on your IELTS exam to achieve your life vision, then our insider method can get you there. Start with our free video series masterclass. Get video 1 now at allearsenglish.com/INSIDER. And if you believe in connection, not perfection, then subscribe to our show on your phone or on your computer. See you next time.